Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. If you want to know the personal finance and productivity tools that I use to earn more, save more, and accomplish more, visit smartmovestogrowrich.com and click the button that says Tools to get all my recommended resources. This is the second in a two-part series about how to get out of debt faster. Part one gave you five tactics to reduce the interest rates on your debt so you can make lower monthly payments and use the savings to pay down balances ahead of schedule. In this segment, I'll cover another major strategy, reducing your principal or the actual amount of debt that you owe. The easiest way to reduce your debt is to pay it down using cash savings. I realize that most people don't have a big stash of excess cash lying around. But think about what assets you have, like investments, cars, boats, equipment, or jewelry, that you could sell to raise cash. Paying off a debt that's charging you 20% interest is just like finding an investment with a guaranteed 20% rate of return that's tax-free. In other words, parting with your cash to get rid of expensive debt is a smart financial move. However, don't use every penny of your cash to eliminate debt. It's still important to keep a reasonable cash cushion that would keep you safe in an emergency. Additionally, never take an early withdrawal or borrow from a 401k or IRA to pay off debt. The benefits you give up and the penalties you have to pay when you tinker with a retirement account are just too high. Many people want to know if it's smart to get rid of their home mortgage as soon as possible. Since mortgages have relatively low interest rates and come with a tax deduction, they're the last debt you should pay off. For more on this topic, be sure to listen to a previous two-part podcast called Whether to Invest or Pay Down Debt, which are episodes number 148 and 149. However, if you want to whittle down your mortgage balance faster, here's a clever way to do it. Pay one half of your monthly mortgage payment every other week or biweekly. There are 52 weeks in a year, so you'd make 26 half payments. That's the equivalent of making 13 full payments in a year instead of 12. Making biweekly payments is a really easy way to get one extra monthly payment made each year, especially if you get paid every other week. If you have a 30-year, $200,000 mortgage with a 5% interest rate, making biweekly payments could save you close to $35,000. And allow you to pay it off 5 years ahead of schedule. Enter your loan information into the biweekly payment calculator at dinkytown.com to see the difference biweekly payments can make for you. And by the way, this tactic works for any kind of installment loan, not just mortgages. Just make sure that your loan doesn't include a prepayment penalty for paying it down early. And watch your statements carefully to make sure that the lender applies your biweekly payments correctly. Another way to reduce your debt is to settle it for a lower amount. This is a common tactic if you're already behind on unsecured debts, like credit cards or medical bills.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
To settle a debt, contact the lender or collections agency and ask to speak to the accounts receivable or collections department. Never hide from a creditor when you're having financial troubles. You'll get much more favorable treatment if you're honest about your situation and express a willingness to find win-win solutions. If you have cash to pay a lump sum amount, that's a powerful negotiating tool. Offer to pay 25% of the full debt. Perhaps they'll meet you in the middle at 50% of what you currently owe. Many creditors would rather get half your debt in cash rather than risk getting nothing down the road, especially if your debt is old. If you don't feel comfortable negotiating a debt settlement on your own, there are professionals who can help. An attorney can facilitate a negotiation, help you understand the best options for dealing with debt in the state where you live, and keep a creditor from harassing you or engaging in illegal collections practices. Some credit counseling agencies can reduce your debts through a formal agreement with your creditors called a debt management plan. The idea is that the agency negotiates lower payments on your behalf, and then you send the agency one monthly payment that they distribute to your creditors according to the prearranged schedule. There have been scams and fraud associated with some credit and debt organizations, so don't send any money to an agency until you know they're legit. To find one that's reputable, do your homework and make sure that they're approved or certified by one or more of the following organizations, like the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, the Association of Independent Consumer Credit Counseling Agencies, or the International Association of Professional Debt Arbitrators. Don't worry, I'll include links to all the resources I mention in the show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 255, How to Get Out of Debt Faster, Part 2. To further protect yourself, always confirm a debt management plan directly with your creditors. Also, track the balances on your bills carefully so you know if the agency is sending the right amounts to your debts each month. The fees charged by attorneys, credit counselors, and debt arbitrators vary widely, so always ask to see a written list of their services and prices. In many cases, you can do exactly what they do for free, but you have to be the judge. If you or a professional is successful in settling any amount of your debt, remember that canceled or forgiven debt is generally considered taxable income. So expect to receive a Form 1099-C at the end of the year to use when filing your tax return. However, you can avoid paying the tax if you were insolvent at the time of the debt cancellation. Insolvency means that your total debts are more than the fair market value of your total assets. Many people who are likely to meet an insolvency exemption don't know it, and they end up paying too much tax. If you're not sure if you qualify for insolvency or think you overpaid tax on canceled debt in any of the three previous tax years and may qualify for a refund, be sure to consult with an accountant. There's also a temporary exception for mortgage debt that's forgiven from 2007 through 2012. Listen to Money Girl Podcast number 193, What You Need to Know About Forgiven Debt and Taxes, for more information. If you're struggling to pay a mortgage or have had your home foreclosed, you may qualify for relief under the new $25 billion national mortgage settlement. The money will help borrowers who suffered a wrongful foreclosure or who have existing loans with participating banks. This is the largest multi-state settlement since the tobacco deal back in 1998. To find out if you're eligible for a payout or if your existing home loan will be affected, visit nationalmortgagesettlement.com. My book, Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich, is loaded with more tips about how to deal with debt. Buy it from your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, iPad, PC, Mac, or smartphone. When you visit smartmovestogrowrich.com, you can download 2 chapters for free. And while you're there, remember to click the button that says Tools, then sign up for email updates, join the Money Girl Facebook page, and follow me on Twitter for more money tips, tools, and advice. All these resources are free for you at smartmovestogrowrich.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.